Well, welcome to another episode of Shiro's Unlimited. I'm Jamie Morris and I'm delighted to have your company once again. Thanks so much for all of your feedback. We're getting heaps of emails, lots of messages on social media about just how much you're enjoying our episodes where we're shining lights on amazing women over 50 who are leading extraordinary lives. And my very special guest today, she's no stranger to those of you who read our monthly magazine, Boomer Babes Life magazine, because she's one of our regular contributors. And that's the main reason that I've actually asked her to be my guest today, because you're loving her articles and what she's sharing with us about personal development and fashion styling. And look, she's just the whole package. Evelyn Lindstrom, I'm absolutely delighted to have you as our guest today. Welcome.
And it's wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me. Delighted.
Now, as I just mentioned, you are a regular contributor for Boomer Babes Life. You are an author, you're an image coach, you're a corporate trainer, you're a presenter, you're a fashionista, you're amazing in all that you do. You own First Impressions. Can you give us an idea of, for those of our audience who aren't familiar with you yet, what is First Impressions and a bit of background on what you do?
Well, where do I start? Well, first of all, First Impressions, the company, was established 31 years ago. So, and this is the longest I've ever been in any job, as you could imagine. I just love doing what I do. First Impressions is really a company that not only has a corporate training arm, it trains image consultants to do what I do. I also work with people on just their image brand reset. And so the company itself is, yeah, well established and pretty well known. So, yeah, that's what we do.
What inspired you? Tell us, give us a little bit of background of your life so that we can get to know you a little bit better, and what inspired you, you know, in childhood and early years to embark on this amazing career.
Well, it's interesting. I always had quite a stylish mother, although I didn't particularly like her style, but her mother, my grandmother, was one of the most stylish women that I knew, and I was just a kid. She'd always take me shopping when she was going to buy something very special. And in those days, when we're talking about the, you know, the 50s, and she would take me shopping with her. And this is what really got me, not at that point, I wasn't thinking much about it, but it left a lasting impression on me. I'll never forget, women in those days, if they bought a coat, it was going to be one that lasted them for 10 years. It was a special. So this was her big opportunity to update and get a new coat. So we went to this boutique. We didn't call it boutique. It was a frock shop. And so off we went. And she set me up on the counter, and I'm just kicking my legs. And you know what? She challenged me, because this was a big, big purchase. And she had two coats. They were beautiful. One was the usual stuff. She had this little waist, and it just came in. She had just beautiful. Was a coat that, like, similar to she had before. And then there was the new Vogue style, which was more the tulip shape with the one big button here. It was just fabulous. And she said to me, so which one should I choose? Now, that's a big thing for about a six-year-old. You know, I mean, just amazing. And I felt so important. And all the ladies in the shop were just looking at me, waiting for me to say something. I'll never forget it. And so I chose the one. I made her put them back on again. Try this one, try this one. And then I chose the new Vogue one. She said, so why? And that was a big thing to ask a child, why that one? And I said to her, well, you've never had that before. It's a lovely color. You've never had that before. And I couldn't think of anything else. So I said, Poppy will love it. And she bought it. And that left a big impression on me, that she paid all this money out for a coat and she went with what I had. Now, she would probably bought it anyway, but I felt so important. And that moment, I lost my way for many years. I just didn't, you know, hook onto this whole thing around fashion, and I love fashion, but I also make, I'm very big on sustainable fashion. I'm very big on repurposing clothes, up-purposing old clothes even. I really love to save people money. They've got magic in the wardrobe. I want to make sure that they can repurpose that. So fashion's been my game, but I didn't start off my career in that. I was a systems analyst and programmer, so I was big in IT. It was called electronic data processing at that time, which was just crazy because it was back in the 70s. Been around for a long time, babe. Anyway, so I got out of that after several years and I opened up my beauty salon. I opened up a very big salon. It was a big career change. You can't, you know, computers to beauty. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what you do when you're a Gemini. Anyway, so I loved that, but I burnt myself out. I sold the salon, bought myself a white Carrera Porsche, because I thought, well, that's what you do after working so hard. And I got married, remarried again. My first husband had passed away, so I remarried at this point. But then I opened up a recycled shop. And the only reason I opened up the recycled shop, oh gosh, I'm sort of out of sync with the chronological happenings of my life. But anyway, I opened up the recycled shop because I was going to sell off all the clothes that I used to wear to the races, the black and white balls and all of that boring stuff. And I was never going to have that lifestyle again because I was now divorcing my second husband. And I thought, well, I didn't love that life anyway. So that was the end of that. Off you go. So I then sold all these fabulous clothes and my recycled shop, which was called Le Deuxième Poix in Double Bay. Wonderful. I loved it. I bought my sister into that. We sold that a few years later and it's still going today. Both of those businesses are still running today. Oh, wow. And yeah, so I really created something. And I started First Impressions and that was 31 years ago or 32 years ago. So there you go. Yeah, I've been on the planet for a while. Yeah, as you know, Jenny, I'm 73 and we're very just proud.
That blows my mind.
Well, I'm an image consultant, you know, I've got all the tricks, you know. And happy to share, but yeah. So there you go. That was in a nutshell, but you know, just I really love my business. I can't give it up. What's the point of giving up? You know, working at the moment when I'm loving it so much, I've still got lots of clients that rely on me. And what would I do? Sit around and watch The Crown? I mean, really? I mean, I can't do that. But I keep working.
One of the many comments that we've been getting from the articles that you've been writing for Boomer Babes Life magazine is that there is this common thread of can-do positivity that comes through. Like there's, it's everything that you've written so far for us has that thread of inspiration through it, especially for women over 50. How do you, and you come across, and I, you know in our conversations that your energy in and of itself is always quite endearing and inspiring. You're certainly one of my inspos, as you already know. How do you harness that in times of challenges? So you know, maybe let's use the example of COVID. You know what we've been going through with lockdowns and everything in the last you know several months and what have you. There has to be times there where even you have gone, jeepers, you know this is crap. Like, so what sort of things do you do to get yourself out of that and to get yourself up again?
Well, I turn off the news. You've got to turn off the news. I mean, if I hear we're all in this together and COVID, I think it's just boring news. You do what you can to be safe, be well, and just get on with it, you know. I've used this time myself to catch up on lots of projects that I had in the back burner, and I'm really way down the track of completing all of those, and I'm so pleased. You know, I would have never given myself the time to do it. And I think, too, a positive mindset, you've got to think into the future. Don't sort of get immersed in all this bad news at the moment. And really, I think the news is when you look at it, it all seems to be bad. You know, we're seeing teenagers doing some stupid things, and you know, the people that we're always brought up to really respect. You know, whether it's politicians or church leaders or lawyers or, you know, you think about it, they've all just lost the plot. Well, I'm generalizing a lot, but you know, you always wonder, you know, if there's a cop going to pull you up, you know, and he's walking up with a gun in his pocket, you know, you sort of think, okay, I keep my hands on the steering. You know what? It's just a crazy world. So don't get involved in it. Just do what you have to do to be safe. And think, I've just created a vision board actually for myself. I love vision boards. And every time I've ever done a vision board, everything, I put it away, or maybe I don't put it away, but everything comes true on it. Everything. Because people will think, oh, I can't do that because how will I do that? Well, the how part of things is that's none of your business. You know, you put it out there and then sit back and do what you would normally do on every day, making steps to, and doing things that make you happy and keeping a very positive mindset. And the rest is, you know, in your unconscious mind, and your wonderful unconscious mind is doing it all for you. Makes it happen every time for me.
Now let's stay on the vision board side of things for a moment then, because doing vision boards and articles about vision boards and trainings about vision boards have been around for a really long time. And I do know, like myself, every year I always do a vision board. Now I usually start it in January and finish it in July before it's actually up on my wall, but that's because it's ever evolving. Can you talk to us a little bit about when you're doing a vision board? Do you do one every year, or how do you do your vision boards?
Well, I used to do it on a big, you know, sheet of cardboard paper type thing. You don't have to these days. You just use Pinterest, you know. And the good thing about that is that you don't have to be cutting out bits of paper and things like that. I just use Pinterest, and I've just pulled down images from the internet. And I just let my mind just go with everything that I'd really love to do. And I think on my latest vision board I've got, I'd love to go to Morocco, you know, when all this stuff is over. So Morocco and the south of Italy. I've been in nearly every country in the world, but they're just two places that I have never been. So that was on there. And then I want a little holiday in Badara Island. And, you know, that's all. I know it's going to happen. I just know because I put it on the vision board. But the vision board is something it's very personal for you, and you know, and just let your mind flow with it and just put it there, because you just don't know the energy that is then attracting that to you. I'm not woo-woo. I've never been, you know, woo-woo, but a lot of people would consider it would be a little bit sort of, you know, crazy, but it works. I'll never forget the first time I ever did a vision board and I put it away, and I just rolled it up and put it away. It was one of the cardboard ones. And I met a girl, it would have to have been a few years later. And I met her at Chatswood Chase, and she said, oh, Evelyn. And I was trying to, you know, think, where have I met this woman? You know, I've met her, I know her face. But she opened it up and she said, look, wait, did you get everything on your vision board? And immediately I recognized her from the course I did. And I said, and she said, yeah, didn't you get the house in Lura? I said, oh, yeah, I did. Oh, and what about the new car? I said, actually, yeah, I did. And she's in the new wardrobe. I said, yeah. And she was rolling up. I said, how do you know all this? She said, I was working beside you on my vision board. And she said, and I was looking at yours and thinking how impressive it was. She said, I never forgot it. And you know what? I went and looked for that vision board. Everything on there I got. Everything. Honestly, it was amazing. Amazing. And I recommend it because, you know what, I always believe in this whole thing about what else is possible. Yeah, you know, it's a nice little mantra actually. Mm. What else is possible? Because if we get stuck in what's the low energy in the world at the moment around everything, you know, it's not going to make you happy. So think outside of that, amazing human being, and truly, we were meant for great things, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's an absolute gem that we've just dropped into this conversation, because I think that visioning and vision boards, especially for we women over 50, right now in the way this crazy world is, we've sort of forgotten that type of tool that we can actually utilize. And as you've just mentioned, it's not, you know, some people like to have a vision board and like look at it every day and you know, and do their meditations around it. But as you've just rightly pointed out, you could just do one, and then once you've done it, you've actually put it out there. Yeah. And it can be put away, and then all of a sudden surprise yourself. And I think it's a great idea for right now, whilst we're going through these crazy times, for all of our audience to go and do a vision board. Why not?
And I find some of my consultants, they've just been a little bit low, and I didn't realize they were. And a couple of them rang me, and I thought, well, maybe I need to make contact with quite a few of them. And they were in a little bit of a hole, not knowing what to do. And my recommendation is, look, you've got to get out in the sun. It's very hard to be depressed in the sun anyway. So get out and walk and just do whatever you need to do. Get on the television and start doing some exercise to a television program, you know, that has that on there. Or just keep active and set yourself three things through the day that would make you happy, you know, whether it's watching, you know, taking the next episode of your favorite serial, or, you know, a bit of time to read a book, or catching up with friends, even on Zoom meetings like this. It's important to keep in touch and to do something special for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Great advice there. Evelyn, in the next 12 months, what sort of things are exciting you about in your life that you've got coming up?
Well, excitement. Well, apart from what's on my vision board and travel, I would really like to just complete some really important things in my business. I've got two businesses. Actually, I've got Definitive Colour and Style, which is the training arm now of my business, and it creates a lot of product for image consultants that have trained with me, so they need that. I've been offered a really substantial amount of money for that, for the intellectual property. And I'm thinking, well, I didn't sell it to the lady, and darling significant other said, look, grab the money and run. That's a man
ever
for
practical.
Ever practical. But I realized she wasn't ready. You know, she's not ready. And I think, look, I put a life's work into this, and whoever it does go to, then the right person will turn up. I know that. Mm. And I think I want that to continue. I really love to leave a legacy. But to me, it's really important for me. So the next 12 months is still going to be a bit busy putting that business together and making it like a turnkey business. You know, there's the box, there are all the manuals, everything, go. So, yeah, so that's a big project.
Fantastic. Now, a question that I always ask my guests then is that if you had an 8-year-old Evelyn right in front of you right now, what advice would you give her for the future?
Well, I think I'd have to tell her, based on my experience since I was 8, I'd have to tell her that life will throw curved balls, that if I was talking to her right now, okay, life is not always going to be what you expect it to be, and there could be some tough times, but you're smart and you'll think your way through, and you will handle it really well. There will be some ecstatic times, and there could be some dark times. Never ever worry. Trust yourself, trust your instincts, and believe in yourself.
Absolutely great advice. We absolutely love having you in the magazine. I've absolutely loved having you on our podcast today. Thank you so much for your time. I want to ask you before you do go, for our audience, for our women over 50 who have been a little bit of inspired about maybe checking out what they could do to change, make themselves feel a little bit better, actually, you know, get a little bit of coaching from you? How can they contact you? What's the best way?
Probably on my website, firstimpressions.com.au, mm-hmm. and go to the contact page. Mm-hmm. Fill it in and certainly let me know their contact number. I'll get straight back to them.
Because women over 50 at the moment in particular, again, I'm going back because to be honest, we are getting so many emails and messages from our readers and our audience at Boomer Babes Life of women that, especially now in these crazy times, they're getting a little bit lost in themselves. Their confidence is getting low. Their concerns about life are getting all haywire as well. Issues in personally as well as so many of them have lost their jobs and they don't know where to go next or what to do. You've been giving great advice in those areas. And so it would be a great idea for them to contact you. That'd be a great place to start, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be a conversation, and we can look at what they're really needing. But one big mantra I have is get up, dress up, and show up. You've really got to do that every day. You know, whether you're on Zoom or whether you're meeting anyone, that's what you've got to do. Yeah, get up, dress up, show up.
Yeah. Oh, I love that mantra. Get up, dress up, and show up. Absolutely. Hey. One of your articles, you need to just pop all of that in that one. That is a great mantra. I absolutely love that. Evelyn, thank you so much for being with us here on our Shiro's Unlimited episode series 2. It's been an absolute pleasure. We love what you do in the magazine. We're looking forward to some more great articles in the future. And we're very grateful for you sharing a little bit of insight into your life with us today.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you for inviting me on. Lovely.
You are welcome. Well, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you, make sure that you subscribe on the links below, because whether you're watching this on our boombabeslife.com website or streaming it on your favorite app, including iTunes and Blueberry and Spotify, we're on them all. Make sure that you subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can also catch up on all the previous episodes as well. And do us a favor. Share this episode, because the little nuggets that Evelyn has just given us are worthy of sharing out there in this big, huge, beautiful world of ours with all women over 50. Now, as I mentioned before, Evelyn is a regular contributor in our monthly magazine, Boomer Babes Life magazine. You can get the latest copy. Just go to our website, boombabeslife.com, and you'll be able to get the magazine there as well. So wherever you are in this amazing, beautiful, fabulous world of ours, I hope you have a beautiful day. And we look forward to having you when next we bring Shiro's Unlimited to the station that you're listening to it now. Have a great day. Hi, I'm Janie Morris, founder and chief experience officer at Boomer Babes Life. It's been our absolute pleasure having you listening in, tuning in to this latest podcast that we have created just for you. Gorgeous, amazing women over 50 around the world, because that's what Boomer Babes Life community is all about. Everything that we do, everything that we create, we have you in mind. We want to bring to you valuable content that helps inspire you, starts making you think a little bit more, helps empower you, helps to give you ideas and information that can help you. So if you've enjoyed this episode, which I'm sure that you have, we would love you to help us share it with the world. So please share this, please like And of course, comment, give us your feedback, send us all of your details and let us know what you're thinking. And of course, if you've got any topics that you would like us to highlight in any of our podcasts, please let us know that as well. Just send an email to info@boomerbabeslife.com.au. And of course, check everything else out at our website, boomerbabeslife.com. Everything that you need to know, every tool, every video, every podcast. We've got a fabulous shop there that's got some brilliant inspirational books and audios for you as well. And of course, also at our website at boomerbabeslife.com, you'll find out how you can get your latest issue of our Boomer Babes Life magazine for women over 50. So once again, thank you so much for joining us, and wherever you are in this amazing world of ours, please have an absolutely fabulous day.